Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Now the news in detail. Government has announced a waiver of the recently introduced 10% excise tax on betting companies following consultations with various stakeholders in the industry. Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts, Albert Ngandu, said the decision was made after government held engagement with betting companies yesterday to address concerns raised over the new tax measure. Speaking during the signing ceremony of a memorandum of understanding between the ministry and Bola Bet Company Limited for the construction of a modern sports facility at Hill Stadium, Mr. Ngandu said the matter was discussed at cabinet level, where it was agreed that input from the affected companies should be considered before a final decision was made. Meanwhile, Bola Bet Chief Financial Officer Ray Mwenda said the partnership between the ministry and Bola Bet is aimed at supporting government efforts to improve sports infrastructure and promote youth empowerment across the country. The University Teaching Hospital, UTH, has confirmed that it has run out of bed space in the male ward at the adult hospital following a sharp increase in the number of male surgical patients related to road traffic accidents, falls from construction sites, and prostate-related conditions. In a statement, UTH Adult Hospital Public Relations Officer Musa Mia has explained that to ensure no patient in need of care is turned away, the hospital has, on rare occasions, accommodated stable male patients in separate cubicles within female wards. She has clarified that the current arrangement is not a standard practice, but an interim measure taken only under exceptional circumstances when all male wards are fully occupied. Ms. Mia has emphasized that this is done with the utmost sensitivity, maintaining full privacy, separate sanitary access, and continuous supervision by medical staff. She has assured members of the public that the hospital remains committed to delivering quality healthcare services in an environment that upholds patients' dignity, privacy, and safety at all times. President Hailinde Hichilema has appointed Muchinga Province Deputy Police Commissioner Fred Mamamba as Deputy Inspector General of Police in charge of operations and Central Province Police Commissioner Charity Mwangala as Deputy Inspector General of Police for Administration. The President has also appointed Professor Ephraim Mushikwa as Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Energy, Lakson Kabiru Kazawu, I beg your pardon, as Chairperson of the Local Government Service Commission. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony at State House today, President Hichilema reminded the newly appointed officials that the positions they now hold carry high levels of responsibility and demand strong leadership and integrity. The head of state has urged the appointees to serve the nation diligently and uphold professionalism in the discharge of their duties.
under the special research diligence, which is a sign to show of some of your habits. So the dinner has not got a grandma. Until there is no working house. Every house is a working house. And I also say to you, this is a time to accept spreading the habit. So this is a time to use responsibility beyond the side of life, beyond the role of the country. The eyes of the public are on you. They are on all of us. Good quality. Very important. Otherwise, we find ourselves in situations that we should never become. Let us show this habit to the best of our ability. And it is important that we do that.
Socialist Party Vice President Dr. Cosmas Mufumanyi has assured party members of the general public that the Socialist Party remains united and functional despite recent reports of internal disputes. Speaking during the Socialist Hour program, Dr. Mufumanyi has acknowledged that the party has faced some challenges but emphasized that the situation is under control. He said the party is disturbed but is not destroyed. Dr. Mufumanyi has explained that the party's leadership is committed to resolving any misunderstandings amongst members through dialogue and mutual respect rather than disciplinary expulsion.
So the Socialist Party is intact. The Socialist Party has been disturbed, but it's not destroyed. Is there a big attack? No. There is a problem, definitely. It is not just us, right? But it's something that we are involved in, and the people currently are actually more annoyed than anything else. So what you sense is the anger, and part of the anger is what you say. Our own members are saying, hey, as leaders, you are too slow. You are too slow. Maybe you should move in too fast, and you should take drastic action, expel 10, 15, 20 people out of the party.
The Hutterson Business News is brought to you by Success More Than Banking.
Government says the Lobito Corridor has the potential to become a model of inclusive and sustainable infrastructure development, one that demonstrates how economic growth and social equity can advance together. Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Permanent Secretary Technical Services, Beatrice Chilomo, said the initiative can show the world that African-led development, supported by genuine partnerships, can deliver transformative outcomes for communities. Ms. Chilomo has emphasized that this will only be achieved if deliberate efforts are made to create spaces that enable communities and civil society to shape its direction from the outset rather than as an afterthought. She was speaking during the Corridor Voices regional meeting.
What is the danger? Is the one such place laid for local community, supportive, inclusive, and sustainable? It's going to be a powerful platform for change that our community is doing. But we can see that today's discussion will not be guided by the voices of the country. No. Voices of the community. The land that carried the sun will be waiting, hoping, and for the music for this moment. Let us not have any delegation like me.
And delegation of the European Union to Zambia and COMESA team leader Bogdan Stefanisco stated that the European Union has long recognized civil society as a cornerstone of democracy and good governance. Meanwhile, People in Need Country Director Stefania Longo Negro expressed her appreciation to the European Union for its support and guidance under the Global Gateway Initiative, which underscores the importance of inclusive and participatory development.
This small system makes sense for an isolated effort into a country. After over 30 years, those actions continue to shape and inspire people in the world around the globe, supporting local actions to engage, connect, and lead their own development. The Lobito Corridor represents a transformative opportunity for citizens. Yes, to make their benefit.